Hello. How is everybody doing tonight? Welcome, welcome to our monthly binge call. I am Coach Betsy. Can y'all hear me and see me and all the things? Come on in. I see some thumbs up. Hello, Miss Jean. Oh, look, you've changed your name, even though we know you're Jean, or you've added your name, I should say. Okay, let me change my name here. I am Coach Betsy. There might be a few new members here who don't know me, and I like to say I've been around no BS forever. Let's see. And I'm sorry, y'all. Trying to do too many things at one time. And talking and looking and thinking is ain't working for me. So I've been around no BS forever. I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board, and the rest is history. I mean, like 2006, 2007, before Facebook, before no BS, before Fit and Fat, before all the things. And I am forever grateful for joining that Weight Watchers one more time and finding her on that message board. So, but I have always liked to share my story that I have lost weight twice with no BS. I lost about 50 pounds back in 2011 and regained most of it in 2013 when I went through a big breakup when my boyfriend of 19 years and I broke up. And then in 2015, I lost my weight for good and lost about 70 pounds. So I am a example of what is possible, that you can gain your weight back and you can lose it again for the last time and keep it off. And it is a I've been answering this question a lot in as coaches and just with some of my private clients in OBS that I work with on a daily basis here in OBS. That I'm getting close to 10 years maintaining my weight loss. But y'all, it is a daily practice still of paying attention, of noticing what's going on, of it is not on autopilot in terms a lot of things are on autopilot. A lot of things have become habits. But I still want to keep eating when I've had enough. I still have urges. I still overeat quite a bit. I still gain some weight sometimes and need to get back into my maintenance range, which is where I am right now. So it is, it is just a life of intentionality and attention and noticing and paying attention. And that is the life that I choose because I want to engage my brain forever and learn and grow and evolve. And, I always say life would be pretty boring if everything was just figured out and we were all just on autopilot all the time. So, yeah, we can develop a lot of habits, but we're going to have to pay attention and work a little bit and for the rest of our lives. And is it worth it to you? It's worth it to me. To be able to wear everything in my closet, to feel amazing when I travel, to feel to not die going up a flight of stairs, to be able to play with my nieces and, roller skate and get up and down off the floor and all that kind of stuff. So, because I hear a lot inside of No BS about I just don't want to have to think about this so much. I just don't want to have to do all of this. And it's like, well, what else are you gonna fucking do? Like we're not gonna go back to a life of, zoned out all the time. And is that really the life that you want? So I don't know. I just wanted to, I felt compelled, y'all, to share that. So all right. So let me tell you all a little bit about how this call works. Coach Meesh, I've already seen her. She's amazing. She is in the chat with us. And Meesh, I think I'm good to handle the Q&A, so I don't think you need to, I need to bring you up in as a panelist. So I will look at the Q&A and I will kind of keep an eye on the chat. But if any of y'all, speaking of the Q&A, if any of y'all have a question, there is, let's see. Ooh, Jean's got a question. So I'll answer that in a second, Jean. But if y'all have any questions, and you're maybe not comfortable getting on camera and getting coach, which I would love to do, but you want to ask a question about binge eating, about anything, please just put it in the Q&A. But I would love to coach several of you all. I'm looking for Miss Jacqueline, who was in Facebook today, and a lot of us told her about this call. I don't know if she is on here, Jacqueline Kaati, Kaati. We told her about the call and just encouraged her to raise her hand for coaching. So Jacqueline, if you're here, but anybody else who wants to get on here and talk about binge eating, then I'm here for it. So, all right. So let's do this. So let's go ahead and just do these questions. I also mentioned I did a little Facebook Live yesterday, where I talked about there have been some questions from some of my private clients, from some of my from some Ask Coaches questions about the planned binge. And I actually had a question from one of my private clients today, and she said, "What's the difference between a planned binge and the Fuck It Foods worksheet?" And I thought that was a great question. So, okay, before we keep going, y'all, let's just kind of ground ourselves a little bit. I can feel I'm kind of like, I need to breathe. And let's just all kind of take a little bit of a deep breath here. In the Trusting Your Body course, which for you new members, after you have finished the No BS Weight Loss course, that's an optional bonus course that you can check out. We talk about grounding. We talk about exercises in the Trusting Your Body toolkit that we can use to just bring us back to home base, which is a concept that we talk about in Trusting Your Body. And I think I'm a little bit above home base right at this moment. So what I want to encourage you all to do with me is to stop and take a couple of deep breaths, maybe three. Deeper than you usually breathe. We usually breathe very shallowly, y'all. I'm also trained as a yoga instructor. I've never actually taught yoga, but I know a lot about yoga. I went to my yoga class this morning. And y'all, breathing is, and just connecting with our breath and taking a little bit deeper breath than we're used to taking can really bring our nervous system down to kind of be more regulated and just help us kind of calm down a little bit. So some deep breaths, and then y'all see I've kind of got my hand on my heart. And that's another grounding technique, is just to touch yourself, to kind of just remind yourself that you have a body, that you are safe, and that you're okay. Okay. So I know some of you all posted in the chat, you've had days. So a few deep breaths and a little hand on the heart, reminding yourself that you're safe. Never hurt anybody. It actually helps us. It can just be a very, very simple tool that we can help ourselves with. Okay. All right, y'all. Let me get into a few of these questions and then we'll do some coaching because I see a couple of hands raised. So that's awesome. Okay. Jean says, "How come we can be on autopilot for months at a time and weight loss seems so easy, but other times it seems so much harder?" Because we're human, Jean. That's just the simplest answer I have, is that sometimes our thoughts change from this is easy to this is hard. But that's it. That's it. It's not a sign that you're broken. It's not a sign that you've been doing it wrong all this time. That's where we go, is when we think it's a big, huge issue. And we did something wrong and we're broken, and like, I'm going backwards and all the things I hear in ask coaches and in all the places. You know, I love you all, but we just hear these things over and over again. What if it wasn't a huge deal? Just sometimes things feel hard, but we do hard things. It's amazing if things feel easy and we do them, but sometimes things feel hard and we do them. So there may be something to kind of dig into a little bit here of why does it feel so hard? But then what if we just let it be hard? Y'all, we have this weight loss thing for us women in the United States with all the messaging we receive every day, the conditioning we receive growing up as children and adolescents and teenagers, the food that is out there now that's engineered to just taste amazing and, you know, want us, you know, keep us wanting more. Y'all, we're coming up against some things. So it's so normal for this journey to feel hard. So what we can do is just normalize the hardness and say, okay, this is a little hard section of the journey. I'm just going to keep going. And, you know, easy is coming. Easy is coming if I just keep going. Okay. But for you, Jean, I mean, I encourage you to do a little bit of journaling and say, okay, why does it feel hard right now? Why have my thoughts changed? Get curious. You may not know, you may not come up with anything, but you might. If you're just open and curious and it's not a huge problem, it's not a sign that you're broken or you did anything wrong, it's just something to get curious about. All right. Let's see. I think Zoom user, I think you're the same one that's got your hand raised and you said you binge today. Where do I go from here? Should I get on the scale tomorrow? I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, why? Give me an amazing reason why we would get on the scale the day after a binge. I can't think of a good reason, so I would give that a no. But I think you've raised your hand for coaching, so we can talk more about it. But another thing, actually, you said, I binged bad today. Y'all, this is where language and how we talk is, it all matters. You just binged today. Maybe you ate a lot of food, but when we describe our actions as bad or good, right or wrong, that sends a message to our brain that we are good or bad or right or wrong. Our brain is just going to interpret it into this judgment of our worth and value. So I want you all to watch for that. Even like, I had a really good day today. It's like, I mean, it's great that we're celebrating, but let's get more specific with like why it was good. Because again, our brain hears everything. It hears every word. And let's go beyond good and bad. Let's get specific about what was going on and, you know, get curious about it. Okay. All right. Which is more difficult, releasing the weight or maintaining your maintenance range? It depends. I mean, well, I guess if you're asking me specifically, there are hard parts to all of it. I mean, you know, I could say that like maintaining my maintenance range, I could say is kind of harder because it's like been for a longer period of time. I mean, it took me about, I don't know, to lose my, I mean, I'd say a couple years. You know, to lose my weight for the last time, but then this maintaining is forever. And so, but I mean, I don't like to think about like how things, you know, what's more difficult. Yeah, it's just like I told Jean, there are hard parts, but it's all a practice of paying attention, saying no to myself, you know, having a little fit, still saying no to myself, parenting myself is what I like to call it. Yeah. So, I mean, and really, Cindy, I mean, you know, not much changes in maintenance. You want to remember that. You know, we really focus on the weight loss journey itself. But at some point, if you just keep going, you're going to get to your maintenance range. But then you just kind of keep doing what you're doing. You keep practicing the four basics. You keep listening to your body. You keep eating when you're hungry and stopping when you had enough. There's not really much difference between the two. Okay. So that's an interesting thing. Okay. What were my 5 points I shared on Saturday, February 5th? What? Diane, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Can you be more specific about my 5 points I shared? I don't know what you mean. Was it a specific call that I did? Just let me know what you mean by that. Give me some more specific details in the Q&A. Melanie. Okay, y'all, I'm going to answer a couple more. I'll answer these last few questions and then we'll get to coaching. My night binges are out of control. I binge before this call after a day of success. It starts as an urge, spirals into epic eating, then binge. Is this a binge? Semantics. Have to be coached if you need someone. Melanie, I see you've raised your hand. Okay, well, I'll try to get to you. But let me just kind of address it. So, it was a choice that you made, right? We can call it a binge. We can call it an overeat. Let's not overthink the semantics of it. Did you eat? I mean, you said it starts as an urge, spirals into effort eating, and then binge. And so there's kind of several things going on there where you had an urge. You decided to give into that urge. What I want you to get really curious about is what happened between just giving into the urge and eating a little something, between that and the binge. There was actually a Facebook post about this where Corinne was talking about, Corinne commented on it. And it's this interesting thing about how, like, I talk a lot about how sometimes my binges will start with just eating a few bites beyond enough, like at lunch. And that's just an overeat. Again, we're talking about semantics, but that's just like an overeat. But then I judge myself so much for that overeat that then I eat more to not feel the shame or to try to push down the shame. And that's when it turns into a binge because I'm for sure not hungry. And I just keep eating more and more to try and push down that shame and judgment from that original overeat. So that might be what's going on with you. So I encourage you to do a discovery worksheet. I also love the How to Nurture Yourself After an Overeat worksheet that is as part of the Trusting Your Body course. But I'll get to you and coach you if we have time. So, okay, I'm going to save these last couple of questions because I want to get to some coaching. So, and I got to breathe again. Diane. Okay. So, Diane was asking, I popped on Coach Dina's call on Saturday about the accountability, getting into action with your accountability group. And I talked about, I doubt it, but I do it. And that was one of my kind of mantras when I was losing weight. And I still talk about that all the time and use that all the time. And then the other thing I came up with for the call was, when in doubt, reach out. And so just this whole thing about how it's so normal to have doubt when we're in this journey, and that we can have doubt and we can take action at the same time. A lot of times we think that doubt is a reason not to take action or a reason we're doing something wrong. And it's actually usually a sign that we're doing something right because we're doing something different. And so, of course, doubt will come up. So, Diane, I'm not sure about the 5 things, but I talked about I doubt it, but I do it. And when in doubt, reach out. So if there was anything else, I just encourage you to check out the replay. It's out today. So, or you can, if you want more from me, just get into Ask Coaches and you can direct your question to me and I'll help you. So, okay, I gotta breathe again, y'all. Okay. All right. I don't know. This just says Zoom user. So we're gonna do some coaching now. Y'all, I was gonna talk about the plan binge, but I really think I don't want to do as much coaching as I can. So I'll kind of let you all know how to get more information on that before we get out of here. So, all right, let's start some coaching. And then I'll try to get these last couple of questions answered too before we get out of here. Hello.
Hello, I'm Tammy. Sorry, I couldn't figure
Tammy.
out
All
how to
right.
change
No
my
problem.
name.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. Were you the same one that posted in the Q&A?
Yes, I was. And I was the Reese's peanut butter cup in the Facebook group today. So.
I don't know that I saw that yet. So, but okay, I'm glad you're reaching out in the Facebook group. So yeah, how can I help you? How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm new to all this, so I appreciate there's so much material on the No BS website. So I'm excited about that. But I'm just been struggling the last couple of days with I guess kind of like what you're saying. I was overeating, then it turned into binging, and it's like I'm planning these foods, but then I feel like I'm binge eating them, and then I try not to plan them, and then I binge still binge eat them. And now I'm just at a place in the day where I feel, I feel gross. I feel like overly full. I don't, I kind of want to go exercise to like burn it off.
Of
And I
course, that's
just
very
am
normal.
very frustrated feeling I don't know like my next, next right action to take.
Okay, so you say you were new? How long have you been a member?
I rejoined right before the new year.
Okay. So it's just been a month plus. Okay.
Yes.
So how is it? I mean, so you really haven't been at this for very long. We've got to kind of first get some perspective, right? I mean, it sounds like you've been a member before, but still kind of the planning and the giving yourself permission to have these foods, it hasn't been all that long. So how could it just be normal that your brain is kind of freaking out right now and that
Yeah.
you're pushing?
Yeah, I mean, I get it is normal. I'm coming off of, I've either done like Weight Watchers or tracking macros or calories probably for the last, I don't know, 5 to 6 years. I've continued to gain weight during that time.
So you
It's
know that wasn't the solution or that wasn't the answer for you. Those things.
right. I mean, right. It works if I am a perfect person, which I'm not. So that's what I keep coming back to. So I just want to find some kind of, stability with these treats. Of course, I always go into the no sugar thing. If I would just stop eating sugar, then I wouldn't be doing this. But that just sounds so hard. And so when I try to allow the foods, it just, yeah, it's overwhelming. So I don't know, to answer your question, how is this normal? I mean, I guess it's normal for me because this is what I've been doing my whole life. So
Like it's normal that you've been kind of restricting and binging and kind of and I don't know if you're familiar with the binge restrict cycle. I mean, that's actually a thing, right? Where it's
yeah,
like
right.
when we restrict, we think, oh, we shouldn't have sugar or whatever, and then we restrict it and just cut it out, then your brain again kind of freaks out and says, nope, we're gonna eat, we're gonna even the scales and we're going to, we're going to get it all in here. If you're going to restrict it again, we're going to get it all in when we can. And so it's just very, very normal. And so your brain is kind of figuring out like, okay, she's kind of still restricting some. She's still kind of giving us permission to as well, but we're still scared that she's going to go back to restricting it again. So whenever there's any kind of permission going on, it's on. And we got to get in all we can.
Well, and it's like this, it is a weird permission, like, it's that inner child stuff where I feel like the parent is saying, okay, sure, you can have this, but only a little bit. And then like the kid part of me is like, okay, I'll just do it. And then I'm like, screw that, I'm having a lot, you know. And it's just, I'm gaining weight because of it, which is, you know, ultimately like my goal is to lose weight here, you know, like I don't want to be. So that's where I keep going back to like, well, if you don't eat these foods, then you would lose some weight. And so it's this, it's very crazy feeling, the thinking that goes into this for me.
You are so the opposite of crazy because there is a, so in the Trusting Your Body course, now you've been, you haven't been here very long, so we want you to definitely finish the NoBS weight loss course first. But I think the Trusting Your Body course is, even if you've gone through it before, when you remember before, it is for you, because we actually have a specific lesson on unwinding your binging is a different kind of thing from focusing on weight loss. Sometimes they just don't go together. Sometimes at first,
sometimes, well, I mean, that's how much weight are we talking here? Like,
well, I mean, you know, like, I can't,
am I going to be gaining? Like, I, you know, like I got to figure out this thinking with the binging. So what do I have to gain 40 more pounds to do that? Like I, you know, it's just so,
I will tell you all, Corinne was coaching me one time years ago and she said, would you be willing to gain 50 pounds to figure out your binging? And I will be perfectly honest with y'all, at that point I said, hell no. But now that I have, you know, that was years ago and I've, you know, gone through all this stuff. And at this point, I have figured out my binging without gaining that much weight. But, and I'm not saying 50 pounds is some kind of magic number, but you're seeing how it's playing out, right? You're seeing how when you binge, you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm gaining weight, so let me restrict again. And you're just staying in that cycle. So instead of like number of pounds, let's kind of think about like an amount of time for you to, and there's, again, there's a whole lesson in the Trusting Your Body course about kind of pressing pause on weight loss for a little while, just for a little while, to focus on unwinding your binging. Are you willing to do that for 6 weeks?
Well, I mean, there's a voice in my head that's saying like, yeah, do it, but you're still going to lose weight because you're not going to be binging. You're going to fix this binging. So I don't know. I don't know that I'm willing, you know, to do that, but it's, you know, kind of that jumping off place, I guess, where I've got to try something new.
Yes. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, you know, because we're only going to get so far just on this call, right?
Right.
You know, so I want you to find that lesson, you know, go to the Trusting Your Body course. You have access to that now, I think, since you're, you're beyond the 30 days.
Yep. I found it today, actually.
Okay. Okay. So, and I want you to watch that lesson and maybe do some journaling on it, you know, watch that lesson and kind of, you know, just whatever questions come up, whatever, anything comes up in your mind, you've already kind of got some thoughts that are coming up. And then take that journaling, or, you know, kind of take it over to Ask Coaches. You can even, you know, direct the question to me in the question.
Okay.
And say, okay, I listened to the, or in Facebook, you can tag me in Facebook if you want to share it over there. Either one. And then we'll talk more about it.
But okay, that sounds for you, like a good first
this
step.
This is a, you know, a new concept and a new, this is something I actually worked with one of my private clients just the other day, where she had to kind of look, you know, watch that lesson, kind of just marinate on it for a while and then kind of make the decision. So, I mean, you know, you can lose weight while you're binging, but you're not going to fully unwind your binging if you're really, really focused on weight loss. Because again, every time you binge, you're going to be terrified that you're gaining weight.
Right. And that makes sense. And we're trying to get to a place of normalizing the binge.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Right. I will do that as a first step. I appreciate your
time. Awesome. Yeah. That's a great first step. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, Miss Kendall. We got Kendall and Melanie. Should have time.
Hey,
Right. Hello.
I'm so nervous.
That's okay. It's normal.
I've
You've
been
been
in
coached a bunch of
OBS.
times.
I've been in OBS like on and off for a while, and this is my first time being coached.
Well,
So,
then how normal is that? You're doing
yes.
something new, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I really appreciate just the way that you talk about benching. I hope so much to have your mindset about just like it's okay that sometimes I bench. Even you have that might like, yeah, it's I hope to be like that one day. But something that I would like to work on is I have this thought, like I'm throughout the day, like really in tune with my hunger and my enough, like don't really think about food other than like I'm hungry, it's time to eat. But at night, the thoughts start coming in. That I shouldn't want to lose weight. Like it's not okay for me to want to lose weight. And then I self-sabotage by eating a bunch of things at night. So yeah, just this thought that it's not okay to lose weight. I should love myself more. A lot of kind of those, and I'm not saying this is like correct thinking, but like a lot of those like body positive thoughts that like you should just love yourself the way you are, like you should never want to lose weight, especially as a someone who binges, like you shouldn't have weight loss as a goal, all of those things, and then I overeat at night.
Yeah, because it sounds like you believe those
Yeah.
thoughts, and then you're like, well, if we're not losing, then if we're not doing any of this, let's eat. But
Exactly.
that's kind of interesting in itself, because it's like, even if you weren't like actively wanting to lose weight, would you eat at night on a regular basis? Like after dinner, when
I
you're not
don't
hungry.
know. To be honest, I don't know. Just for like a little context, I did have a very restrictive eating disorder when I was in law school, like very stressful time during COVID, like it all just kind of spiraled and that took up like most of my early 20s. And then I feel like it just kind of swung the other way and just lots of binging. So I feel like I can't even remember a time where I wasn't, we were talking about normal in the chat, like a normal eater, you know?
Yeah, like what would that look like? Or what is that
Yeah.
even? And maybe this is just, I don't know, this is just kind of a, we're just kind of playing here. We're just kind of being curious, where it's like, maybe you might want to just spend some time like, okay, if I am a normal eater with without any, I mean, and I'm assuming you're kind of defining that as like you don't have kind of an active weight loss goal, where you're just like figuring out you're just like a normal relationship with food.
Yeah, I think I'm so uncomfortable in my body though right now that it just that feels so like so far away. I'm like in this place where I don't want to go out and do things because like I'm single. I just moved to a new city like or back to a city with all my friends and I feel like I just like don't even want to go out and do anything or like go on dates because I just feel so uncomfortable in my body. So it feels very urgent to want to lose weight so I can like get back to like living my life.
And
which
that's
sounds
where
so
we
weird.
that's a lot of stuff in there to get curious about, right?
Yeah.
Because anytime there is a lot of urgency, that's
Yeah.
where we want to be like, ooh, okay,
I feel like
wow.
I know. Yeah. And maybe that's another reason I'm self-sabotaging because I know that. Like, I know that, like, I need to just like take the temperature down on it.
And you also said, so I can live my life again. And so it's like, which implies that you're not living your life right now.
That is kind of how I feel, to be honest. I feel very like I just don't want to go out and do anything because I just, I feel so uncomfortable in my body.
Well, first off, are you coming to the body image camp?
No, I just rejoined and I've been thinking about it. It feels like the mental block in my brain is if I work on my body image, then I won't want to lose weight. And I know that's such a thought error.
I think it would be really good. I think it would just be because that's the very thing we're going to talk about. Like maybe that's true. Maybe that could be true because you are so locked in to my life is better over here. And we gotta, you know, massage this. Like you are, you know, locked into that story, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the urgency's coming from. That's where the.
I think because, and this isn't just an, I know it's a thought, another thought error, but like, I feel like I really started, like when I left college, I did lose weight in a very no BS way, like very naturally. I stopped drinking 20 beers a weekend like you do in college, and it just like naturally and ate a little healthier. And then obviously it spiraled into something worse. But when I started to get healthy, I did feel like I started, like I had a new lease on life. Like I was going out and meeting people and having so much fun. And so it very much does feel like, oh, if I lose weight, then I'll get back to that, like fun, going out on dates, like going out to see my friends, like very much like back to that. And I know that like, that's not guaranteed. And like,
well, and you're attaching that time in your life, you're kind of pulling out that time in your life to only what you weighed on the scale.
Yeah.
Like what were you, some amazing journaling for you could be like, what was I thinking about? How was I telling, like, what was the story I was telling myself about my life?
Yeah.
Cause I'm sitting here with you right now and I'm like, you would be so much fun. Like right now, I don't give a fuck what scale says.
Yeah.
I would love to like go out with you and like, you know, I mean, you know, and have a, you know, lunch or whatever. Right. It's like, it's again, opening ourselves up to like, why do I not think, or like, what if you went out right now on a date or out with your friends right now? What would be different about that, you know, about that now? Or what are you thinking would be different that was so different before?
Yeah, I'm in my late 20s. And so I feel like I'm like very much doing like the dating apps and all of that. And it is so focused on like images that I feel like, and I judge people for the way they look when I'm on apps. So I just think that like, everybody is just going to judge. I hold a lot of weight in my face. And I look very different when I lose weight. And I just think that people are going to like judge me and not think I'm like attractive and not want to date me. And I know I'm really smart and funny. And I know all those things are like so much more important when you're finding a partner, but it feels like I'll have so many thoughts if I go out on a date and they don't want to see me again, because I'm thinking that they're thinking bad things about my appearance.
Yeah. But let's just say all that happens and you go on a date and you have all these thoughts while you're on the date and the person doesn't want to see you again and you have more thoughts and you maybe feel sad and shame and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, you're probably sitting there feeling, you know, thinking thoughts and feeling shame already.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, hello, welcome to life. Yeah. No matter what you're doing and no matter what the scale says.
That's true.
Yeah. So let's think all these thoughts and feel all these feelings while we're like going out and, you know, seeing people and having dinner. And
yeah. And I know that like when I like the couple nights this week that I went out and like saw, felt really connected with people, I had like zero desire to binge. So I know that like it's,
no,
it does help me to go out and feel connected. But
I was going to say, I mean, you know, that's another way to kind of start poking holes in this story.
Yeah.
Is to just get out there and prove to your brain that it's not as painful as you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
But you're already doing that, which is amazing. So it's like the door is kind of cracking open. I always say there's light coming through already, you know, in this story.
Yeah.
But it's also this thing of like, but you're not avoiding thoughts and feelings by staying at home.
Very true. I think this is like the first time I've ever said these thoughts out loud. And I was like, oh, if I just don't say them, then they don't exist. But they do.
Yeah. And I'm proud of you for that, right? And getting on here. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. And the chat as well was really helpful. It was
and
nice
I know,
to see people saying that they have the same thoughts.
Yes, I was just about to say, you know, you are not the only one, but really seriously consider the May camp.
Okay? Yeah, I will.
I think it would be really, really good for you. And like, just your thoughts around like, if I love myself and I love my body, then I won't want to lose weight. And it's like, yeah, maybe you won't, but maybe you'll love yourself so much that you want more for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all the possibilities are there, but it's not when it's this new thing, this whole thing of like loving ourselves to like different, to a different life. It's like most of us, it's like learning a new language. Like we don't even know how to love ourselves to something different. We only have ever known to hate ourselves or to like not like who we are. So we want to be different.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking a lot about that.
Okay. No, that's really helpful. I'll definitely consider it.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Proud of you for getting coached and lots of good journaling opportunities. And of course, we're always over and ask coaches too.
Thank you, Coach Betsy. Thank you to everybody in the chat. You are also kind.
All the hearts. I love it. All right. Yeah. Bye. All right. Now we've got Melanie. There we go. Zoom's a little. Got Melanie. And Melanie, let me go back to your question. And we'll talk about it. Glad you raised your hand. Me, hey, she's doing awesome. Hey, hi, how are you? My hand. All right. Well, how are you?
Great, except for the nighttime habit okay. I have. I do well, look at. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I almost have started looking at it like it is a habit because it seems to be triggered by some kind of anxiety about anything. Like life is great. And somehow there's just a little trigger. And I took some notes. I just kind of start to spiral and then do something impulsive, like overeat or, you know, and then like it keeps on going into a binge. And then finally I'm like, I get control and relief and it's better. But then I'm left with all the guilt that I just self-sabotage myself. So,
Ooh, what do you mean by you get the control and relief?
So I know they're two totally different words, but figure out which one it is. Like if it's like, it quiets my mind or if it's the distraction from whatever was giving me the anxiety, or I feel like I can wrap my head around whatever that was. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking like little things, like nothing major. It's like, do I want to have the house painted or not? It's not like, I mean, that's a big expense, but like, we're not talking like I don't have children or a spouse to worry about or anything like that. So, and my job is wonderful. So,
well, but it's, I mean, that could, we could kind of turn that into like more shame and judgment if it's like, well, but it's not like a big thing, like kids or a husband. It's just like, it doesn't, I mean, you know, it's just some sort of worry or, you know, thought or something. And I think it's this, it's interesting, this thing. It's like, I mean, it's like, it is a habit. I mean, if you've repeated it a lot, then yeah, let's just agree that it is a habit. And that, I mean, our brain wants to repeat habits. It I always say it does not discriminate. It does not care if the habits are, beneficial for you or not, right? It's like, and so that's what's giving you the relief too, is like, oh, this habit got repeated again. And your brain's like, oh, good. Okay. And then, but yeah, you do kind of get like temporary kind of zoning out or kind of bliss there for a minute. But then what we know is that, you know, here comes the shame and judgment, you know, pretty soon afterwards. So yeah, so we kind of know what's going on. And what do you think is kind of your first step in kind of interrupting this or just getting curious about this?
So gotta love my accountability group, because I give them unsolicited I am about everything. They were helpful. I did go back and start the pathways about binges. I thought that might be for me. But I was kind of hoping, you know, when I get in these kind of spirals, like, you know, I've tried like the hand on the heart and asking myself, what do you really feel right now? And it's, today it was, I really want that Rice Krispie treat and I want to sit and do nothing. And that was my, and I was like, wait, that's not really what you're feeling. And it's like, shut up.
Okay. So it's, and it says, it kind of sounds like you're kind of wanting to jump from like, you know, repeated habit of binging to like, you know, like sitting with my feelings.
You know, and yeah.
So there's all this space in between, I always like to say, of, you know, options and ways that we can binge better and wins and all this kind of stuff. And so one of my favorite, I got a few things for you to try, because I mean, you've got this amazing accountability group. And so like, what are some things that, you know, thinking about some things that you could put into place where it's like, okay, from here on out, this is where I talk about like, we talk about like pause plus permission process. That's what we call it, where it's like, okay, you know, I'm having this urge, you know, I kind of feel myself going, you know, I'm in the spiral, all that kind of stuff. We can eat, but we're going to change this up a little bit here. This is how we kind of warm our brain up, because going just from like, you know, habit eating, you know, just repeating this to nothing is, you know, no, that's just not doable most of the time. And that's for everybody. So y'all, I mean, you know, take notes, listen to me, because everybody can utilize these tools where it's like, okay, here's the urge. I mean, you know it, it's happened enough times, right? And so it's like, okay, this time I'm going to do something a little bit different. And, or, you know, I'm going to implement one of these little things. And so for you, one of them could be, and I say pause plus permission, and the pause is like where you will do the thing. And it could be, okay, I'm reaching out to my accountability group and I'm just letting them know that I'm having an urge right now. And this is, you know, this is my plan. I'm going to, you know, report back to them later. I'm going to ask for some support right now. What could you kind of do with your group?
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, I don't want to put it all on them. It's too, but I mean, I think reaching out to them, telling them I'm having a moment. Mm-hmm. I need to find a good disruptor, or what you're calling a pause. So distraction. And it might even be that, all right, if you're going to eat, you're not allowed to sit on the couch. You have to go sit at the table, because my chairs are uncomfortable. I won't sit. They're beautiful, but they're uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. So, that's another great idea. So it's like this pause again. It could be, I mean, first off, actually, let me kind of back up, where it's like it could be starting with, okay, we can absolutely, and the permission part is, we can absolutely eat like in a minute, or, you know, we, you know, and that's again how you kind of get your brain on board with it. Because I mean, it just freaks out if you just say we're not going to eat, right? Okay. And so it's like, okay, we can absolutely eat in, you know, at some point down the line here, but first we're going to interrupt things a little bit. We're going to take a pause, 30 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, like, we're talking about the smallest of the small level ups, where it's like, I'm going to set a timer, or I'm going to just, you know, go, like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and splash some water on my face. And then when I come back out, I can absolutely eat, but I'm just not going to immediately start putting things in my mouth.
Okay. No, that's fun. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's these totally doable things where we really interrupt just the immediate pattern, you know, the pattern of just immediate eating. So 30 seconds, again, you can level up, or, you know, to reach out to your group. I love the idea of, okay, we can eat, but we're going to sit here at the table.
Okay.
And eat. Right. Something else is, I mean, again, this is kind of on down the line. It's like, okay, we can eat, but we're really going to like check in with ourselves at some point and see if we really want to eat more. I mean, there are just a million ideas of what we call binging better.
Okay.
You know, or binging differently. And so, yeah, like, I'm just looking in the chat and everybody's like, yeah, it works. I'd love to see other ideas in the chat of how y'all have binged better. I would love for us to all share. Because yeah, it's just these things where it's like, okay, I'm just going to do this a little bit differently, but that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to stop eating, or, you know, or not eat at all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And like you said, I think it'll help with the shame, and also how you talked about normalizing it. I've never thought of binging as being normal. So just being, and everybody does it, but I've never, you know, I've always looked at it for, sorry to anybody triggering, but it, you know, the word carries a lot of connotation. And so
that is normal. You know, us thinking it's not normal is normal. Okay. So I'm proud of you for talking about that and saying that, because it's, you know, I mean, there's enough of us in here, right? And there's 142 people on this call. And so it's like, okay, we aren't the only ones. And that's, so, I mean, and, you know, and there's a lot of other people who aren't on here who will listen to the replay and things like that, right? And so, yeah, binging is just the way that we have decided, or, you know, our brain has decided is the best way to take care of ourselves in the moment. And I truly believe it is us taking care of ourselves. Some y'all can argue with me, because I mean, you know, it's not us damaging ourselves or, you know, being mean to ourselves. It is us really trying to take care of ourselves, because when we do binge, we do check out for a little while, right? We check out of that shame and judgment. So it really is a way, it's a form of self-care. It's a coping mechanism. And so it means that we love ourselves. It means that we're trying to take care of ourselves. So.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll look into some resources you talked about.
Okay. All right. And you know, I'm always an Ask Coaches, and we do this call every month. So I'm so glad you raised your hand. All right. See ya.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Yes. Good stuff in the chat too. All right, y'all. I'm going to answer these last few questions, and then I'll talk about the planned binge real quick. Okay. Catherine, so this is probably a very basic question, but what is the difference between binging and overeating? I'm not sure if I binge or overeat. So great question, Catherine. It's a very common question that we get most on these calls. And there is a great lesson in the Trusting Your Body course where Coach Jane talks about kind of the common definition. So what we usually say is kind of the difference is that binging is often, you know, this is never 100%, okay, because binging for everyone is a little bit different, but it's often a larger amount of food in a small amount of time. It's usually eaten in secret, or, you know, kind of hidden, not out, you know, not right out in the open. It's often eaten pretty quickly. And that's because often there is a lot of shame and judgment attached to binging. And so, but there is a great lesson in the Trusting Your Body course called Special Considerations for Bingers. I actually just listened to it again today. And it kind of gives our common definition. It's usually a larger amount of food. And like I said, earlier, a lot of times an overeat, which commonly is maybe just eating something when you're not hungry, eating a few extra bites beyond enough at a meal, that can actually turn into a binge because we have so much shame attached to kind of the overeating. So the overeat can then become a binge because we have that shame in between. And so it's really a lot of binging is characterized by just so much shame and judgment. So that's kind of the common definition. But again, everybody defines it a little bit different. And you just don't want to overthink the semantics. You know, sometimes I call it an overeat, sometimes I call it a binge. It really doesn't matter. So, okay, Galen, I can't figure out why at work I have such an issue with going off plan. About 10 and 2 to 3, I'm always searching for candy. Maybe because it takes me away from what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, it sounds like a habit, Galen. And sounds to me like at about 10 and between 2 and 3, you need a break. Y'all, we cannot work. I don't care what we're doing. Our brains need a break. And we can't just work and concentrate and focus nonstop all day long. I'm sorry. And if you think you can, you're setting yourself up for failure. So, Galen, again, you said maybe it's because it takes me away from what I'm supposed to do. What if you just needed a break? And a lot of times we've just attached food to taking a break, or we've just basically a break. We've made a break eating. Could you just practice? And this is not going to feel right after a day or two of practicing this, okay? But could you practice just giving yourself a break during those times without food? Give it at least 2 to 3 weeks to feel even halfway normal. Because for years, you have associated breaks with food. So it's going to take time, but sounds to me like you're not hungry. You're looking for candy. You know, it's not like you're not hungry. You just need a break. Your brain needs to not focus on work for a minute and focus on something else. What else could you focus it on? Could you just scroll Facebook for a little while? Run to go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and scroll Facebook for 5 minutes instead of putting something in your mouth. That's what I encourage you to practice. All right. Last thing is the planned binge. Let me clear these out here. We're going to end right on time. So this is what I want y'all to do. And some of you all may not even know about the planned binge, but it is a tool that we have inside the Trusting Your Body course. It's actually pages 59 through 62. In the Trusting Your Body course guide. And it is a resource for anyone and everyone who wants to just experiment with having a different kind of binge experience. So first, let me kind of talk about what a planned binge is. And then I will kind of talk about how it's different from the Fuck It Foods worksheet, which is a different tool that we have inside of No BS. So the planned binge, and so what we talked about kind of throughout this call, is that often our binges are very checked out experiences. They are very unconscious experiences. They are very like, you know, I'm going to binge. Here we go. Let the habit commence. And then like, you're not kind of like I was just talking with on the last call, the last coaching call about we got to interrupt that neural pathway in our brain and do something a little bit different. That is what this is. It has you plan a binge in a very different way than what you've maybe done in the past. And so you basically just bring awareness to your binges because you plan it like ahead of time, like way ahead of time. And like you go and get the food and you sit down with the food and you decide whether or not you're going to eat, all in a much more conscious way. Okay. And so often I get a lot of questions from my private clients and just from No BS members and in the Facebook group about they're scared of doing a binge because they think they have to eat if they plan a binge. They're scared to do a planned binge, I should say. They think they have to eat if they plan a binge, which they don't. And this worksheet here explains all of that. And they also are scared that they're just going to keep eating and never stop, which we all know that we always stop eating at some point. And so all those fears are very common and normal. But if any of you all are really curious about the planned binge, I really encourage you all to check out the guide and check out the planned binge worksheet. And okay, Mish, you've got the information there. On the replay, I think on our worksheets page, we've got the planned binge separated out from the workbook. So will you check on that? And so on the resources on the replay, I think we'll be able to give you all the link directly to the worksheet, and you won't have to actually print out the whole guide if you don't want to. But I really want you all to read the kind of the intro about the planned binge, because let me just read this to you here real quick. It says, if you are binging on a regular basis, I highly recommend you do the planned binge. Remember, you don't have to go through with it if you don't want to at the time, but bringing awareness and consciousness to a time that you usually check out provides a tremendous amount of data for you to learn from as a scientist. And y'all know we're always talking about being the scientist instead of the judge. We can't unwind what we aren't aware of. And, you know, I've been talking about how we are unwinding our binges over time here in OBS. And this tool can really help you kind of speed up that unwinding a little bit, because you get real aware of a lot really quick when you do a planned binge, usually. So this is a great step to bring awareness to your binges so you can begin to unwind them. So again, you plan it and then you answer these questions and you decide whether or not you want to eat, but there's still a lot to learn, even if you choose not to eat the food that you bought. So I just encourage y'all to check out the planned binge and see if it's a tool. And it is different from the Fuck It Foods worksheet in that the planned binge is really more about kind of the whole, well, I'd say the Fuck It Foods worksheet is too, but the planned binge is more about kind of planning the whole thing and like really getting aware of kind of your thoughts around binges, your thoughts around the foods. It really doesn't go so much into bite by bite, which the Fuck It Foods worksheet does. And so if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you can definitely check out the resources on our worksheets page. But the Fuck It Foods worksheet really focuses in on a specific food and our thoughts around those foods, our experiences with that food, with that one food, and you actually analyze bite by bite whether or not you're really enjoying and getting satisfied by those specific bites of that food. And so they're both great resources and you can absolutely do both of them, but the planned binge is a little bit different and it's definitely for bingers. So and Mish gave you the link to the Fuck It Foods worksheet as well. So if y'all have any additional questions about that, just pop on over to Ask Coaches and we'll help you there too. All right, y'all. This was so much fun. I think it was just so beneficial for so many people. And I just am so proud of our Nobius women who raised their hands and got on screen with us. And they were vulnerable and open and talked about things that maybe they've said things that they've never said out loud. And y'all, sometimes that can be the most powerful thing in the world, is just to say your thoughts out loud to yourself, to an accountability partner, to your spouse, to a friend, because sometimes we just need to hear them. And then we're able to question them. We're able to kind of open up our possibilities to other ways of thinking or new ways of thinking. So just so proud of y'all for getting on here, for raising your hand if you wanted to do that. But if not, if you're just listening, then and if you're listening to the replay, we are here for you. We love you. And I will be back next month. Okay. All right. Take care, y'all. Have a good night. Bye.